All right, here we go. Everyone up there ready?
Yes, sir.
Great.
Director Tyler Dabrowski assembles his actors on the rehearsal stage at Trinity Rep in downtown Providence. One by one, they begin reciting the prologue, which lays out the famous story of Romeo and Juliet. The actors speak first in Spanish, then in English.
La persistencia del encono de sus allegados, al que solo es capaz de poner término,
of their death-marked love.
Voices weave in and out, and as the play progresses, all the characters speak a mix of English and Spanish, even switching mid-sentence. Maylee Goren plays Juliet. She's a native English speaker, but she works as an English as a second language teacher in Providence.
More than 90% of my kids were from Spanish-speaking countries, and they quickly tutored me and caught me up. So my Spanish is pretty confident now.
This is also the 23-year-old's professional stage debut. Unlike other productions, Trinity Rep is using actors from its roster as well as from the community. Goren says she's thinking about her students when she's on stage.
They so often feel like outsiders when they're seeing any kind of performance, and they get messages in all kinds of forms through the media and through even their experience in school that tells them that they are outsiders here and that they need to do something to change themselves to fit in.
26-year-old Orlando Hernandez plays Romeo. For him, the play creates a sort of third language, a combination of English and Spanish, and he says that reflects the demographics of Providence, which is nearly 40% Latino according to the latest census.
Yeah, because the fact is that, you know, there are parts of Providence where you walk around, and over where I live in South Providence, and Spanish is more of the language that you hear than English. It's said to kind of assume that it's just a part of the world, that everyone might be speaking some Spanish.
But deciding just when English and Spanish are part of Romeo and Juliet's world was tough, says director Tyler Dabrowski, who helped adapt The Bard.
In some ways, it's almost like in a musical where someone breaks into song with Romeo and Juliet, the two main characters. When they need to express, you know, their love for each other, they will speak it in Spanish.
For thou art as glorious to this night being over my head.
Take this moment between the two famously star-crossed lovers, the iconic balcony scene.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and apura tu nombre.
Dabrowski says the characters also use language to conceal their feelings.
For example, when Juliet doesn't want her father to hear about what she's doing, she'll speak in Spanish to her nurse so that to sort of keep it a secret.
The actors use a formal Spanish meant to mirror the flowery Shakespearean English, but everything else is modern, from the costumes to the music. Dabrowski says he wants the play to be approachable. The idea is to open up Shakespeare to Spanish and English audiences alike. Hernandez says he'd like to see city kids get hooked.
I guess I would hope that it could be a kind of nice gateway drug to Shakespeare. It could be a kind of way of relating to something that a lot of the time is a little bit in the clouds if you don't have reasons to relate to it.
Marta Martinez is the head of Rhode Island Latino Arts.
We say you cannot die without having known Shakespeare, and the most popular play that he wrote, or the story that he wrote, is Romeo and Juliet.
Her organization partnered with Trinity Rep to stage the production. She says while it is a chance to introduce Shakespeare to a new audience, it's also an opportunity to showcase the culture Latinos are bringing to the city.
And I think it's a way to really understand and learn about the contributions that Latinos have to the arts in Rhode Island, which is, it's an important conversation in itself.
And as the Latino population continues to grow in the state, Martinez says it's more and more likely that conversation will play out on the stage. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.